For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is downplaying the significance of his White House counsel cooperating with special counsel Robert Mueller and his investigators. He appeared on the defensive, insisting he allowed White House counsel Don McGahn to be interviewed by the special counsel because, quote, I have nothing to hide. He called the Russia probe disgusting and Robert Mueller conflicted. McGahn might have provided insight into the firing of James Comey as FBI director, as Mueller is looking at obstruction of justice accusations against the president.
They're down to desperation time. They have to write a report and they don't have a single bit of evidence.
The president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, is still negotiating terms of an interview between the president and special counsel investigators.
I'm not going to be rushed into having him testify so that he gets trapped into perjury.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Pyongyang has been pushing for an end to the decades-long Korean War. National Security Advisor John Bolton tells ABC's This Week that Kim Jong-un needs to continue the denuclearization process.
I think it's important that they demonstrate seriousness. President Trump believes very strongly. He talks about it frequently, that the North Koreans have not tested ballistic missiles or nuclear weapons recently, that they've given back the remains of over 50 American service members, trying to identify who they are at this point.
Hundreds of Koreans will participate this week in brief reunions with relatives most haven't seen since the Korean War began. Crazy, rich, and a big winner at the box office.
So your family is rich?
We're comfortable.
That is exactly what a super rich person would say.
The much-anticipated movie Crazy Rich Asians was number one this weekend, earning over $25 million. The Meg was second, and Mile 22 was third. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A young woman is shooting for a world's record on her rollerblades. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
23-year-old Yannis Ho is rollerblading across the U.S. to raise scholarship money. Ho, who calls herself the Bladestress, has already covered 15 states on her way from Miami to Portland, Oregon. She hopes to reach the West Coast in November and then blade back to Miami to break the long-distance rollerblading record. Along the way, she's not been accepting any money, just food and a place to sleep, directing all donations to a scholarship fund to send girls in Kenya and Uganda to secondary school.
If they want to contribute, they could contribute to the scholarship that I'm raising funds for, so for other girls who will be able to go to school and chase after their dreams.
She says her mission is to show that there are amazing people in the world. Each day she has no plan, just faith and the goodness of people. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The Trump administration is rolling back restrictions on coal power plants. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The Wall Street Journal says the coal industry has recently been suffering more than ever from a shrinking customer base, as well as competition and falling prices. Now the Environmental Protection Agency is expected to release new rules this week that would reverse policies from the Obama administration that were designed to slow down climate change. The move following up on President Trump's promise to support the coal industry. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.